This is the Superpowered Mind podcast for inquiring individuals who are tired of the struggle for peace, happiness, and clarity. I'm Claire Diamond, ready to help you explore the principles of the mind, the self, and reality to unlock ultimate mental freedom. This podcast is the one to listen to if you're ready to experience the capabilities of the superpowered mind. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 11. And today we're looking at what is security? And it's part of our money course, which is starting in May and continuing into June, with our membership doors are opening until the 1st of May. So come and check out what we've got on offer. But today we're just going to look really at this enormous question: what is security? Because what we can start to see as security is explored is that the more the mind associates security and fixes survival on either external circumstances remaining in a certain way or changing, or on an inner realm of emotions or experiences being a certain way, and only then will I be secure. When that's going on, there's a conditional approach to existence that the less it's questioned and the more it's taken as actual reality of where my security lies, the more confused the mind becomes, the more vulnerable that sense of existence, the more disrupted our lives are when these things change and it becomes completely obvious that there is no control whatsoever over any of it. And so it sets up existence as being really vulnerable and shaky, and our lives become smaller and smaller and more rigid, more and more dependent, as the mind becomes lost in this grip of factors being the source of security. And we're going to consider that the only thing, the only source of genuine security is in whatever doesn't change. And so when my existence is tied to having a certain amount of money or bringing a certain amount of money in, or it's tied to a certain relationship or my career progressing as I think it should, or my family regarding me as I think they should, or living in a certain area, living in a certain way, or having a mental experience of peace or happiness, or having a certain emotional tone. When that's the condition, then all it takes is the slightest change in any of that, and my experience of being is in turmoil. And the response to that turmoil is to, of course, try to regain stability, try to find security again. And so I might grip harder. I might, ruminate even more about money, or I might get more controlling with my partner or more rigid with my family about how they treat me and what they invite me to and what I'm included in. Or I might get more anxious about my career and my job and what my colleagues or my boss are thinking about me. And all the time, there's this increasing vigilance and this increasing need to control, because it really looks like my survival depends on these things. And what happens is that there's the suffering that's engaged in that. So if we take a relationship with a partner, say, if it looks like my security depends on that person, then if they, they don't call me, or they're a bit offhand with me or a bit absent-minded, and the survival threat is really present in me now because it looks like my existence is in trouble, And so I get more controlling, I get more vigilant. And so now all the attention is directed into their behavior. And it's through a lens of fear, isn't it? Fear and terror and insecurity. And so that lens is actually manufacturing a reality. It's not objective in any way. It's a creative perception. And it's excluding from that reality all of the things that are apparently irrelevant in that moment, because the only thing that matters is me and my security. So the mind is really becoming so focused in on its own fear, on its own replication of reality, of its own projection of reality. It's exiting objectivity and openness and listening and peace. And it's entering a world of fear, a world in which survival is under threat from any time that a response isn't the response that I want, or things aren't going in the way that they need to go in order for me to be secure. And so you can really see it's totally innocent, and it's coming from an unquestioned conditioning of what our survival depends on and what we really are and what reality really is. So it's really understandable. It's completely innocent. It's a body-mind system that is programmed to react in this way. And yet it's completely insane. It's not even just insane. It's amplifying and creating more and more fear and terror around this idea of what I am and how I'm going to survive. So it spirals, it creates its own spiral. And this happens every single time that it looks like our security depends on something. And that's happening. So the suffering is being taken as, oh yeah, it's true. You know, I'm really suffering now because I'm in danger, because I'm in trouble. But actually the suffering is saying, you're insane. The suffering is saying, the mind is completely out of it right now. That's not true. None of this is true. And the suffering is such a gift of the perfection of the design to, just like if we had our hand in the fire, the pain is saying, do something, sort this out. And same thing, the anguish of insecurity, of survival that actually isn't about physical survival. It's about identity survival. It's about the conditions being met for a acceptable, peaceful, momentary existence. And so it's entirely a construct of mind that is throwing the whole system into fear when these conditions aren't met. And so the suffering is saying, actually, what is true? What is really going on? Because this ever-changing reality is a creation of the inner world, the inner conditioning. So for the inner conditioning to try to pin its safety onto an external world that is actually the creation of the internal world. So nuts, isn't it? And no wonder we all get so exhausted and anxious. But the suffering is saying, what's before all of this? What's before the mind's prevarications and belief systems and projections? What's before all of that? What doesn't change? What isn't conditional? What is here? What are we, regardless of thought and belief? And that's consciousness, awareness, attention, that vast spaciousness of presence in which all experience is arising. That's not changing. The content witnessed within it changes all the time. But the witnessing space doesn't change. That's completely prior to the machinations of our mind. What else doesn't change is life. That's there, regardless. The intelligence of being is what's animating the body-mind. Life is prior to content. Life is untouched by mood, by fear, by insecurity. It's just, it's enabling the experience of a world of form, and it itself is untouched by the form. So we have these two things, intelligence and awareness or consciousness, which together bring about this experience of being, and which is prior to all content, all thought. So when the mind is trying to work on the basis of being a separate entity that is somehow separate from consciousness, separate from intelligence, working on the basis of being a separate, divided entity that somehow is making these decisions independently, that could somehow stabilize itself and secure itself through its own creations, no wonder it's so lost. And no wonder security becomes such a driving force in our lives. And conversely, insecurity, which is really all the attention focused on me as a separate individual that somehow has to secure all experience, all emotions, all future, all regard of other people in order to be stabilized, to be secure. No wonder that's operating. And when the mind comes into an exploration of what's going on with that, it starts to become so clear that security on that basis can never, ever, ever, ever be achieved. And we can spend our entire lives in whichever facet of life looks necessary to control in order for us to be stable and secured, the identity. We're not talking about the physical body, we're talking about the sense of being. And we can see the length that to which that driving force will go, and what damage actually can be done to self and other, to society, in order to try to find and control enough whatever it is that appears to be the source of security. It just can't happen. And this is something we're going to really look at in our money course, which starts on the 1st of May. It's actually a refund whether you like the course, or refund if you don't like the course. It's a win-win month. So there's no risk in joining us. And we're really going to look at how the mind creates an idea around these things, ideas and associations and meanings around money, around relationships, around success, or around career achievements, or around health as well, anything. And it's such a conditional life. And when it's not explored, it's a life of living out a series of projections as though they are objectively true, an exhausting and unfulfillable quest within them to try to control the elements enough that I will feel secure. And we're going to look at how, instead of that blind search, the mind can actually exit that insanity and instead work from the understanding that the way everything appears, all other people, all experiences, all situations, is a reflection of what's going on inside, and is therefore drawing up to the surface this conditioning and these beliefs, and all the time is saying, what's actually true here? What are you really? Are you everything that the mind creates, and which therefore has to be somehow secured? Or are you intelligence itself, life itself, consciousness itself? And there's only one answer, which leads to a life in which the mind becomes increasingly sane, increasingly settled, in which actions are dealing with actual reality rather than projections, and in which security of the identity becomes what it really is, which is complete nonsense, a complete wild goose chase that can never be achieved, and in which it becomes abundantly clear that what we are looking for in that quest for security is already here. The experience of being could not happen without consciousness, without intelligence, without life. Those are the things that never change, regardless of mood or hormones or whether we're hungry or not. That's what we are. That's the truth of us. It doesn't change. It doesn't go away. It's 100% reliable. It's 100% secure. And that realization, and the realization that life is an ongoing revelation of that truth, it's such a different way to live. It's such a different way for the mind to be. And the search ends with that. The unfulfillable search ends. So I hope you'll join us in May and June for this really in-depth, totally sane look at what money really is and what it really shows about our innermost wants, more than anything else, I would say. So lots of love to you. Thank you for listening to Superpowered Mind with me, Claire Diamond. If you want extra support in the exploration of your mind, download our exclusive subliminal recording, especially for podcast listeners, on bit.ly/podcastsubliminal.